our room.
This is all call reporting kitchen.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, folks. Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Ted and Austin Brower Show. We're always bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are staying strong and healthy as always. And you know, once again, I told you, the product of the week, your favorite, my favorite. I just had mine a minute ago. Multiple powder, ultimate multiple, original formula in powder form. Tastes amazing. On sale for over 10% off right now. Be sure to check it out at healthmasters.com. And also, too, be sure to look at the other bestsellers and kits that we have on the site. They're constantly changing and updating, along with you guys giving me some awesome reviews on here. I love getting good reviews, and I love getting updated reviews. Some people are like, well, this worked for me on this, but it didn't do this, but it did that. Either which way, I love honest reviews, and I love open reviews, and I love knowing what it does for you guys. So thank you for the updates. Thank you for the emails. And thank you for the continued support of the Ted and Austin Brower Show every single day right here. Be sure if you need anything, check it out at thebrowershow.com. You can sign up and get updates of our weekly podcast at the top here on the update button. Show you guys that every day just to keep you updated on it. And of course, you have the news articles right here. Big news button. Click it. That goes to daily news. That's pretty much the articles that we cover on a daily basis. Most of them are on there. Occasionally, we may miss some. But again, you can always just rewind the show and Google it or search it or DuckDuckGo or whatever you got to do as far as to pull it up. So without further ado, my friends, there's another article that I was going to cover here, starting off with a health article today. I got to pull it back up. My computer got a little chopped up this morning on here. And where was it at? It said, reversing disease is possible, but changing habits is the hard part. That ties into what we talk about a lot on the show.
Yeah, we mentioned it yesterday. We said that a person sometimes, and I don't mean this by everybody, but sometimes it's easier to get a person to accept Christ because they think it's, you know, not a lifestyle change than it is to basically change their diet. Because, you know, grace is grace. You know,
yeah.
We don't have to do anything to become a Christian, but you got to do something to eat clean. You got to like cut out the pork. You know, it's so funny. More and more people now that I talk to, Austin, are not eating pig anymore.
I know. I've noticed that as well.
You know,
which is odd in Florida, because I mean, Florida's always been a big hog state.
You know, I remember I had that guy. I forgot his name. You know the guy's name. He was the FDA meat inspector.
Yes,
guy. I think it was Guy. I'm not going to mention his last name, but his name's Guy, G-U-Y. And I remember we were at the gym one time. This is many years ago, and I was talking about how I didn't eat pork, and he goes, "Well, you know, every single doggone place that I've gone into with the FDA and where they slaughter a pig, and he's talking domestic pigs now, they were all filled with parasites."
Yeah, they have to do full parasite flushes on them all the time to keep all the
worms. He said they cut them open and the worms fall out. Now you think about that for a second. Why in the world would you want to eat something that's filled with worms and parasites and trichina larvae? And you know, but people do it. They think it's really kind of cool, and it's not. It's not okay. See, well, you got to cook it at 600 degrees in order to kill the parasites. Your oven ain't going to 600, by the way. It doesn't happen.
Well, and what happens is people get used to this lifestyle as far as dietary options. And a lot of times it's, you know, it's not hereditary as far as in the genes, but it's hereditary as far as with the lifestyle of parents. Parents eat it, kids eat it, their kids eat it. And it says right here, it says lifestyle, medicine, use changes in the way we live to prevent, treat, and often reverse chronic diseases. Food is intrinsically linked to the brain's emotional reward systems. Many common foods today, such as those high in fat, sugar, salt, stimulate the brain's dopamine pathways. I talk about this all the time. Providing comfort, pleasure, and emotional relief, especially when you're feeling stressed, sick, or overloaded. The times we naturally gravitate toward comfort food. Removing or restricting these foods can feel like a significant loss for some people, making dietary changes emotionally challenging. Then it goes on to say our sense of taste and sensory perception also play a role. Our taste preferences are learned and reinforced over time and also through family. They're tied through our brain's reward system. This is why it becomes so difficult sometimes for people to change their diet. It says building a support system here as far as on how to change your diet overall. It says they went on to look at a Ornish Lifestyle Medicine 9-week comprehensive program designed to prevent, treat, and in many cases reverse the progression of heart disease. And they said as far as eating well, move more, stress less, and have more social support, and actually change your overall diet.
I want to correct something here on this. Let's go back up here again. Eat well and focus on a very low-fat, whole-food, plant-based diet. That's complete crap. I'm just telling you, it's crap.
Yeah, I didn't read that part.
You know, no, because it's not. You don't. You got to have fat, and you got to have good fat. You have to have omega-3. What they're talking about here is that everybody eats omega-6 fats. And so what they're telling you is got to cut all that junk out. But they don't say that. It's the cod liver oil. I had a friend of mine call me up this morning. He wants to get lunch. He asked me to bring him 2 bottles of cod liver oil for lunch. And I'm like, what am I, the courier? And I said, sure, I've got it. I've got it at the house. I'll bring it to you. Why not? And what's funny about this, they're telling you to eat this plant-based diet, which is, again, going to be soy protein.
Yeah, I know.
This is from Dr. Dean Ornish, and he's got some pretty good ideas, but I don't agree with everything. But if when they say stuff like this, they need to say, eat healthy fat.
Correct.
Eat butter.
Avocados.
Eat beef tallow. Okay? They're selling that now. Eat eggs. You know, eat olive oil. Eat stuff that's healthy for you that's going to keep your arteries lubricated. Don't eat omega-6 fat. They don't say that. So what aggravates me when they say stuff like that, because that's all people read. Oh, I got to be a vegan. Every vegan that I know, and I'm not picking on you if you're not like this. I'm just the only ones I know are unbelievably sickly. They get bruised up constantly. They got bruises all over them all the time. Now you think, well, I'm a vegan. I don't have bruises. Okay, stop. I didn't say it was you. I said the ones that I know. And it's sad. I'm like, what happened? He's like, someone took out back and beat you. This is horrible. Don't go vegan. Vegans means I'm not going to eat any animal products. I'm not going to have butter. I'm not going to have fish. I mean, if it ever crawled or moved or walked, I'm not going to touch it. Look, if you want to eat a bush, like a plant, all you want to do is eat a bush, and that's all you're going to live on are bushes.
Twigs.
Good luck with all that. At least take the Segway, Ultimate Multiple Powder. At least get something healthy in your body in order to do that. Well, are there any animal byproducts in that? Oh, God, stop. Stop. Don't do that. At least try to eat healthy. Take some cod liver oil. Well, that's from a fish. It swims. I'm not eating that. Well, what is wrong with you? You don't have... It's Friday.
It's Friday, dude. Calm down. I'm too tired for this today, man.
It's the truth, isn't it? Okay, here I got scripture verse for you. I got this morning. David Crank sent this out this morning. I'm going to read this to you. It's John 16:33. And it's for people who basically are going through turmoil. Here's the thing. When you become a Christian, you're not promised a rose garden all of the time. No, it's a lot better with God than without God. But because we're living in a world system that's corrupt, a lot of times you're going to go through stuff that you don't want to go through. In other words, you're going to have some tribulation. Talked to a good friend of mine last night. Good friend. I love him and his wife. They're fantastic friends. But he was on NSAIDs, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory compounds, for arthritis conditions, ended up getting an intestinal bleed. Almost died. Was in hospital like 17 different times. It was awful. And I mean, it's terrible what he's gone through. Lost a whole bunch of weight. He's 72 years old. It's just, you know, it's when you take products like aspirin, that's the NSAID, and you take them over and over and over again, it really eats up the intestinal tract. I know people, they take BC powder, and they start vomiting blood. Seen it. BC powder burn a hole right through your gut. Aspirin's that harsh on you. So be careful if you're going to use stuff like that. You'd be better off to be taking cod liver oil and turmeric for the inflammation. It works a lot better than the NSAIDs do. And plus, it feeds your body instead of treats your body and cold symptoms. But here's the verse. Look, an hour is coming and has already come when you will be scattered east to his own home and you will leave me all alone. As he spoke this right before his death. Yet I am not alone because the Father is in me. I have told you these things so that in me, you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation. In other words, we're all going to go through something. But take courage, I have overcome the world. Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:37. Knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. 1 John 5:4-5. Because everyone born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that have overcome the world, our faith. Who then overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Now, I posted a bunch of these, you know, on the website. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Guys, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, for this is the day the Lord hath made. Not that we're not going to go through anxiety, we're not going to have problems. We're all going to go through that. You know, my wife died 4 years ago. I wasn't expecting that. It blindsided the whole family. The reality is, though, we have overcome the world because we live inside of Christ Jesus and the blood covenant that we have with him through God. That's how we overcome all of this stuff. So when you've got health problems, rely on Jesus. Pray like it's all up to God and act like it's all up to you. In other words, eat clean. Take your vitamins. Do what you need to do to, you know, exercise to stay healthy. Don't just continue to do what you've done to get to where you are and think it's going to be different. It won't be. I promise you, if you're eating junk all the time and you're staying sick all the time, you're going to eat junk all the time and you're going to stay sick all the time. It's just, I worked with thousands of patients in my office, up to 40 people a day, and I got so frustrated with this. One of the reasons I closed the clinic. People don't want to listen in the vast majority of cases. But then a couple of years ago, I did a seminar with Van Green at his church. You guys remember that? Many of you came. And one lady was there, and she was at my clinic back in the 80s. And she told me, she goes, I had severe liver failure. They gave me like 90 days to live. And I got on your program. You helped me. We went on a cleansing club program. And boom, here I am. And I feel great, you know, 40 years later. And I'm like, well, thanks. And the thing about it is that if you eat clean and you do what's right, your aging process slows way down. It really does. Your telomeres don't get chopped off. Just so take care of yourself every single day of your life and don't allow yourself to fall into that lapse where you say, well, it doesn't matter what I eat. If I die, I die. I promise you, you will die and you will die very sick and it'd be horrible. I was just reading this morning. I mean, Jeffrey Epstein had this girl, a British socialite, who used to get girls for Epstein. She was a Rothschild, Austin. She married into the Rothschild family. John Parvin sent me this morning. And she had been a heroin addict when she was younger. And somehow something happened to her and somebody tied her to a tree and beat her, if you believe all of that. Or she went through MK Ultra and was basically, that's what they did to her. I don't know what happened. But she used to get girls for Epstein all the time. And it's crazy. It says, Annabelle Nielsen, a former model who was married to the financier Nat Rothschild, now the fifth Baron Rothschild, and dated Lord Spencer Churchill, appears in the latest release of the Epstein documents. Nielsen, who was known as a late fashion designer, Alexander McQueen's muses, and died of a heart attack at the age of 49, I don't personally believe it was an accident, appears to have emailed Epstein following his release from prison. The Epstein file showed on September the 5th, Epstein asked Ghislaine Maxwell, who's serving a 20-year prison sentence for sex trafficking, to reach out to Nielsen. Now listen to this. I'm going to show you how their attitude. Listen to this. 2 days later, Annabelle wrote to Epstein, I'm putting a little group of girls together. Now she's talking 10, 12, 14-year-old girls. This is sick. Hopefully one of them will have the right qualities you desire. Wish I was 20 years younger and you could speak French. I have to say that a few of my girls who would be perfect at the job but are unfortunately past their sell-by date. Can you believe this, Austin? Sell-by date. In other words, they're past like 15. Would have all dropped their husbands, many of them, and dropped their children for the job when I asked them. In other words, she's recruiting these girls to be in the rich and famous world of Jeffrey Epstein. And these women who she's recruiting will drop their husbands and their children in order to get involved with us just so they can get the money. One girl was 50-something thousand dollars in debt for her MBA, and she wanted to get paid and told them they hadn't paid her yet for the MBA program because of student loans. It goes on and on and on. I'm going to post this. Parvin sent this to me, and it's a really good article, but it gives you the idea that these people are a bunch of sickos. They want these young girls, and some guys are just like that. They're weirdos. And they're pedophiles is what they are. And the sad part about it is, you know, if somebody wants to marry somebody who's, you know, legal, you know, whatever, and they're younger than them or older than them, whether you're a man or a female, nobody cares. But you can't be going down to this age group like this. This is just messed up. And we're seeing more and more of this. That's why we warned you and told everybody that Congress is controlled by this group. And Jeffrey Epstein was Mossad. He worked for Israel. Why in the blankety blank do you think that when Israel snaps its finger and says, bomb Iran, then we go bomb Iran? Why do you think when Israel says we want the greater Israeli program, we don't do anything? We say, okay, great. When they were bombing Damascus, when they go into Gaza, nobody says anything. Why? Because the very people that could do something about this have been compromised because of Israel and Mossad and Benjamin Netanyahu and basically pedophilia. It's a sex death cult that runs the planet.
That was the purpose of Epstein. That was the entire purpose of existence, what they used him for.
He's Israeli, guys. Yeah. Listen to me. Stop this fawning over Israel crap. I mean, it's disgusting. It is not a Christian country. It's not even a Jewish, you know, religious country in aggregate. It's a secular country, period. It's not Old Testament Israel. It was started by the Rothschild fiefdom to basically have a non-extradition country and to rebuild a third temple to bring the Antichrist here. That's what the whole thing was built for. And see, if you don't understand that, you're going to get lost in the translation here of what's going on. It's not something that we should be proud of, that we support Israel, period. It's the number one homosexual destination in the world. I mean, what the heck are we thinking? The brothels there in Tel Aviv have sex with everything, including children. It's the most perverted country on the planet. But yet, if you don't bless Israel, if you don't give them money, you'll be cursed. No, we won't. It's not Israel. Israel had its chance 2,000 years ago. It did not do well. God basically said, enough of this, and they were cast into slavery. It's just a mess. I'm so frustrated with this as one. Plus, I've had 3 purple sticks.
I could tell. Yeah. I didn't have any this morning yet. I said multiple powder.
Oh, no, man.
Yeah, I had a bunch of stuff going on. And another article here going into the further RICO Act. Oh, by the way, I checked this. I saw an email on it. I'll give you guys a heads up. This week, we've been updating stuff on the website now. It'll be completely updated probably by today over the last couple days. All orders to get free shipping now are $150 minimum as far as shipping or more. And shipping is now $9.95 per order on it. I apologize if that's making everybody upset. I've got like 2 emails on it overnight, so I've changed everything.
Is that one I sent you? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
We are taking an enormous loss on shipping every single month. I went through the books from last year. The shipping costs have gone through the roof over the last year. They just had another price increase with Priority Mail. Just a padded flat rate envelope now, which we used to pay $5.95 for that years back. It's now $10.90 for a padded flat rate envelope. I physically can't keep doing the free shipping on orders of $125. I only bumped it to $150. Thank you for working with me on that, guys. Thank you for allowing us to give you guys the fastest, highest quality supplements right to your door. But I had to do something to at least mitigate some of the loss.
The shipping cost for us runs anywhere from $10 to $20 on a box. Sometimes as high as $50, depends on the
size.
That's
just regular shipping.
That's regular shipping.
And that's with contract pricing. Yeah. I mean, go to your post office next time you're there to drop off a letter and ask them how much it is to send a box to Florida. It's like $17 to $18 on average with Priority Mail now. And so we eat all that on orders over $150 or more now. It's still free shipping. I still have that. I haven't taken that away. But I had to bump the minimum up on that in order to get a little bit more cash flow.
That's why we got that email yesterday.
Yeah, I've got a couple emails. I forgot to tell you guys this yesterday. We've been up because it took a couple days to update this on the site. All the badging's changing. All the shipping's changing.
I told you that a year ago.
We did it a little ways back. We used to be $99. Like years back, and then we had to bump it up some because what happens is you always shipping pretty much every company is always a loss. You never make money on shipping. It's always a loss on a line item, but there reaches a point where you can't take it anymore. As far as you have to try to mitigate the loss on it, we start having price increase.
You can take it, but you just go out of business.
Yeah.
It
chews up your entire margin. You're like, oh, we have free shipping on all orders at all times for anybody. What happens is somebody orders a $29 or $30 or $35 bottle, you know, say a bottle of multiple capsule for $35. Well, we put it in a pad. We tell you guys to get it in the Priority Mail. It's $10.95. Right there, that's 20 bucks on the bottle.
Well, you figure we have a 30% margin, okay?
Yep.
So 30% of, you know, $30 is basically $10, so it's gone. There's no margin left. In other words, we can't pay the utility bill.
No, you can't pay the insurance. Can't buy more inventory.
No, it just goes away.
So that's going on there. So updated. So I apologize if anybody's upset about that. But again, at the end of the day, I got to make sure we can at least cover some of our costs on that. So it'll all be updated this week as far as the updates and the badging and everything on that. And further to do, this is another article that's talking about in detail what's going on now with this lawsuit filed by Children's Health Defense that's basically following a RICO Act with these American Academy of Pediatrics. This is something that I am so, you guys have no idea how ecstatic I am. They're going after basically the American Academy of Pediatrics. I mean, there's the same group that I told you guys yesterday that had that doctor publish the fact that he said, oh, a child can have 10,000 vaccines at one time and it won't hurt them at all. It's perfectly safe and healthy. The lawsuit's saying that AAP violates the Racketeer Influence and Corruption Organization Act by running a decade-long racketeering scheme to defraud American families about the safety of the childhood vaccine schedule. In this case, the same companies that make pediatric vaccines have also acquired companies to develop treatments for the very autoimmune disorders, allergies, and neurodevelopment conditions that the vaccines are directly caused to. Think about that for a second, because I've said this for over a decade, probably 2 decades now we've been yelling about this. The same companies that make pediatric vaccines also acquired all the companies that develop treatments for autoimmune disorders, allergies, and neurodevelopment conditions, conditions recognized in the vaccine package insert as adverse events that occur during clinical trials of the study of the vaccine. The complaint cites Pfizer's 2016 acquisition of Anacor Pharmaceuticals for $5.2 billion. Anacor makes Eucrisa, a drug that treats childhood eczema. At the time, Eucrisa was approved for two-year-olds. It was later approved for babies as young as 3 months old. Well, imagine that. GlaxoSmithKline interjects B hepatitis B vaccine directly linked to eczema, being one of the number one side effects of the shot. According to the complaint, research studies have also linked the condition to the COVID-19, the MMR, and other forms of MMR vaccine directly linked to eczema.
This major problem with these kids with the vaccines, eczema.
It's really horrible. I get it all the time. And so it's crazy is you've got all the big pharma companies.
You mean you get eczema all the time? I get contacts
all the time. I take so many omega-3 fats. It doesn't bother me. But I get contacted all the time. But so you have here Pfizer, GlaxoSmithKline. These pharmaceutical companies buy the same companies that make the drugs to treat the symptoms of the vaccines. So, yeah, guys, this is a racketeering suit. This needs to get completely and totally blasted to the mountaintops. Everybody needs to know what's been going on with this. This article goes into detail here about GlaxoSmith's acquisition of Human Genome Sciences in 2012 for $3.6 billion, which brought lupus drug Benylstil into the portfolio. Merck's 21 purchase of Pandonio Therapeutics for $1.85 billion that expanded the pipeline of inflammatory bowel disease treatments. They own everything that they cause.
Free air, buddy.
They own everything that causes the same problems.
And because of that, you're having a rising anti-Semitism in Europe. It revives fears of a new Jewish exodus, according to the Washington Times. Oh, wait a minute now. That was a good segue.
That was a good segue.
Okay. Now, listen to this. This is interesting. Jews in the Italian capital survived emperors, invasions, popes, and fascists over the centuries. The decision to leave is not taken lightly, but something is being discussed again amid a rising tide of anti-Israel sentiment in Europe. Rome's Jewish community is modest, but it's also the oldest in Europe, with the roots dating back into the second century. The neighborhood has emerged over the past 20 years as a lively quarter. The Jews in Rome have been through a lot in their history. We can feel an old tension rising, he told us, Washington Times. I haven't heard anyone who's left because of what is happening, but people talk about it. Relatives in New York and Israel come up in conversation more often. It's possibly coming into focus. The experience isn't limited to Rome. Sympathy for Israel spiked across Europe in the wake of Hamas attacks in 2023, if you want to believe all of the stuff you read about that. But that quickly morphed into growing anger over what happened in Gaza and the killing of hundreds of thousands of women and children. So people are getting really hacked off. Now, let me say something to you. A lot of the Jews that I know don't like what happened in Gaza. A lot of the Jews that I know are not basically Zionists. They're not looking at it to Israel running the planet and running the world. A lot of the Jews that I know basically just want to be left alone and go to their synagogues on a regular basis. A lot of them, though, however, with Shabbat Lubavitch, they're the ones that are the supremacists. They're the members of the sex death cult, and they're the ones that want to run the planet, and they're the ones that control the money supply and breathe their free air. They're the ones that everybody gets angry at. They're Kabbalists, they're Luciferians. They're not even real Jews. And the problem with them is they run the money supply globally with the Rothschild banking cartel and through their mafiosa groups, which are making a huge comeback now globally. The sad part, and that's not just Jewish mafia, it's the Italian mafia, the Russian mafia, all the different organized crime networks work together. If you want to realize how that happens, read Operation Gladio, the unholy alliance between the mafia, the Vatican, you know, and all the other stuff that's going on all over the world, Operation Gladio. The sad part about this is that the Jews who don't want to have anything to do with any of this stuff are being targeted again, and the Jews that are doing all of this stuff are hiding out in Israel, probably, or in their own little compounds, and they're involved with all of this stuff in many cases, but not in all cases. So it's a catch-22, because you got a Jew who's a Jew by birth, he's a Jew by religion, and a Jew by being identified with Israel. And it's like weird. It's like you can be a Protestant, but you have a bunch of different names. You can be a Lutheran. You can be, you know, a Baptist. You can be a, you know, Presbyterian. But when you're Jewish, you're Jewish in all these different areas. So if you say something about it, even Benjamin Netanyahu's come out now and said that if you're not a Zionist, if you're against Zionism, you're an anti-Semite. Wait a minute. So if I tell you that I'm a Republican or I'm independent,
or, you know, I'm a libertarian, that means that if you say anything about that, you're anti my religion and anti my race. Speaking of Trump, as crazy as he is, he posted a video of Barack Obama and Michelle Obama as monkeys, as apes, yesterday.
Did he?
Yeah, it's an AI. Their faces were on these top of these big monkeys, these big apes.
Sure, it wasn't an AI of Trump as far as account?
No, it was Trump's account. It was for lead story on Drudge. Lead story on Drudge. And the crazy part about all of this stuff is, you know, Trump hasn't said anything. But, you know, for years, you know, African Americans, you know, they were calling them apes for years and years. And that's a pretty big, you know, trigger for those folks that are black. And I feel it's ridiculous that Trump would actually do this. I'll pull up Drudge and I'll show it to you. But the sad part about it is, you know, does he ever think about what he does? Here he goes. MAGA and the Apes, Drudge Report. Lead story on Drudge. Now, I mean, no offense, but this is unprecedented. This is about as racist as it gets. I mean, this is awful. And the crazy part about it is that, you know, so I guess we're going to say now that Trump's an anti-ape or anti-Obama. So everybody who does anything against Israel, anti-Semite, wait a minute, stop it. People don't agree with everybody. That means they're anti-anything. It means they just don't agree with them. Everybody's got different opinions. So when I saw that this morning on this Lee story on Drudge, I thought, yeah, how much division is this causing, Austin?
Oh, yeah. Is that the point, though?
Out of chaos will come their new world order. Just thought I'd mention that again.
Yeah.
And by the way, Vance is now talking about a new world order, which is great.
JD? He's a cutout, man. The more I dug into him over the months, that whole thing with him is extremely odd.
No, yeah.
I mean, it's crazy, too, because, you know, I got to talk to Michael Baird about it the other day. It's really strange how quickly everything started to devolve after Charlie Kirk was assassinated. And I think that man had a lot more pull and a lot more control over than people realized that he'd had as far as his ability to make things happen. And everybody was kind of following him and allowed him to essentially kind of be the spearhead and be the microphone for a lot of stuff. And it's like they almost had to get him out of the way so they could start pushing more agendas because he was about to come uncorked and release everything.
He was too reasonable. He wanted everybody to get along and just talk about stuff. In other words, if he said something about Israel, he wasn't being an anti-Semite. He was saying stuff that they were doing he didn't agree with.
Well, think of almost everything he said, he always was able to back it up with facts. He didn't get emotional and start screaming.
Same thing with Candace Owens. Candace Owens comes in with all this research. All of a sudden, she's an anti-Semite.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's an anti-Semite nowadays because of the way they frame the news. It's ridiculous. Really, nobody's anti-Semitic if they say we don't agree with the politics of Israel. That's not an anti-Semite.
Well, no, but that's been the mantra for decades, though, with that. If you don't agree with us. Remember, they always got to put this absolutism. George Bush was great at doing it. When he got on national television, he said, you're either with us, you're with the terrorists. You're either with us or the terrorists. Well, how about we don't really want to bomb Iraq? How about we don't really want to overthrow Saddam Hussein? How about we already know they don't have weapons of mass destruction? Well, you're with the terrorists, then.
Yeah.
But I'm not with the terrorists. But you are.
He also talked about the angel and the whirlwind, which is all New Age satanic stuff.
And then what they do during COVID. You either support wearing three masks, getting an RNA gene therapy shot, locking yourself in your home, or you're a neo-Nazi, grandma-killing, racist skinhead.
Or you have to understand that Israel's going to kill all the women and children in Gaza, and if you don't like that, you're racist. You're anti-Semitic.
Right. And so they always try to do this absolutism ideology in order to confront you into having to make a choice so you don't get reprisal. This is always a psychological ideology.
Social credit score, buddy.
Exactly. You either support this or you basically get negative sanctions. Support it or get negative sanctions. That's how that works as far as in a society that's been overthrown.
And we do it to countries now. If Russia, you do this, or we're going to have everybody not get oil from you anymore.
Oh, but how about this? When the whole thing happened in Ukraine, we're going to go in and we're just going to start seizing accounts worth tens of billions of dollars.
We're seizing accounts.
Oh, you got a $50 billion in this account. We're seizing it. Remember they started seizing those guys' yachts over in France? They're docked over there. We're seizing your yacht now.
Yeah, you know, the problem they've got with these 600-foot yachts, they have no idea how much it costs to maintain those suckers after they seize them.
Well, no.
Millions a year to hold them.
You seize this dude's yacht. What are you going to do with it? Because you auction it off? You got to get to use it.
Well, you know, you see these chateaus over in Europe, right? some of them are 1,000 years old. And they're saying, please come take me. I don't want to play the maintenance anymore.
35 bedrooms and 40 bathrooms. They're gorgeous. You look at them, but I mean, just, and all I see when I look at them, I'm just like, gosh, it's just never any maintenance.
Please just take over payments.
Just pay just the interest. Make interest on
it. Just help us with the yard maintenance, please.
Well, my favorite one are basically when they have the mazes, the big hedge mazes.
Who cuts those hedges, man?
Oh, I know who cuts them. The landscape is, $5,000-$10,000 a month there. The hedge mazes are amazing. We see, you go to some of those places, that place that Biltmore has that. You go look over, there's this hedge maze. It's like 50 acres. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's never ending hedge clippers. Just bring out the oil and the two-stroke fuel. Just keep me out there all week.
Here's another funny one. This is Sydney Sweeney again. Apparently, she has finally started her own lingerie line.
Good for her. You love covered Sydney Sweeney.
I think she's cute.
For some odd reason, every time you talk about Sydney Sweeney, we get high view rates.
Well, that's why I talk about her.
She brought it up. I'm like, okay.
Well, now she's got this video that it was funny. It was made Drudge again, right? And they're talking about that she's got this new lingerie line. And so she's just talking randomly with her T-shirt on and decides to show her bra. And I started laughing. I thought, this girl's got some people doing some marketing for her.
Now Eagle, man. That blew her up.
And you think, well, she shouldn't have done that. Okay, whatever. I understand that's probably a little bit risque, but the reality is that from every, like, real risque. but the crazy part about it is she knows her market.
Yeah,
she does. And so the crazy thing about all of this stuff is that you think about it. You go, by the way, I covered that because I need.
No, I'm not going to pull that article up on the.
No,
TV.
We're not going to do that one.
But
but now, but Trump's now retreating on his stance on Iran, and why is Trump retreating on his stance on Iran? The Jeffrey Epstein files are pretty much going out and telling everybody everything about everything.
Did you see? I haven't been able to verify this. You guys let me know if this is true. They're saying now in this whole document that came out of this file that he's won the Powerball twice in New Mexico.
Who has?
Epstein.
Oh, yeah.
In a Zorro trust twice. One was for like $80 million, another one was for $20 million. And I was researching it last night. And I'm like, I'm sitting there looking at it, and I'm like, Am I in Alice in Wonderland right now? Am I going down the rabbit hole too far? Am I losing it? Is this really real? Or are they just putting, is this real stuff that's actually getting released? I did a whole dive into it, and I was like, this can't be accurate. Nobody can win the Powerball twice. And I'm looking at it, and like they're documenting this list they got.
You got to remember, when you do all of this stuff, with the mafia groups, they run a lot of these lotteries. They really do.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's all it is. And by the way, Epstein said something about Trump. Now, Roger Stone told me a few years ago personally that, that Trump's not that bright and that he may have dyslexia and he doesn't really read real well. And Epstein now has said the world, and this is on his file, Epstein said, world does not understand how dumb Trump is in a newly released email. Jeffrey Epstein and Larry Summers, a former U.S. Secretary of Treasury and president of Harvard University, are shown chatting about President Donald Trump during his first term in office in a number of emails. Disgraced financier Epstein appeared to insult Trump in a newly released email calling him dumb while dragging members of his family. Well, buddy, Trump may be dumb to you, but you're the one who got stuck in prison, and you're the one that's basically been taken over to Israel now and taken off the world stage because I don't believe you're dead.
Probably had to have reconstructive surgery.
Yeah.
I mean, he's trying to make him not look so obvious when he's walking around.
Well, no, but the crazy part about this is, it's always easy to throw mud and say people are dumb. All I can say is this, Trump may have a problem with dyslexia. I'm not even saying he doesn't. Trump may not be able to read very well. I'm not saying he doesn't. But that doesn't mean he's dumb. That just means he basically has a problem reading. And so the truth, that's why he really doesn't use teleprompters. I got that. You guys know that. So the reality is that he's president of the United States. I'm not.
If you don't have to use a teleprompter and you can do enormously long speeches, you're not dumb.
No.
You can't get in front of people and have a legitimate speech with no teleprompter.
But I will tell you this. He's not playing 300-dimensional chess.
Yeah.
He's not doing
that. He's playing whatever.
That was cue. That was nonsense. That was complete and total psyop.
That was the boys at La Friere manipulating the market is what they did, putting out fake information.
Pretty much.
Now, this is interesting. I'm going to go back to another health article here. This goes into detail here on the science behind the new dietary guidelines with the food pyramid that's actually correct now. This is pretty cool, and I'm going to cover this briefly on here, but this really gives you a good guideline on what to follow. Then it talks about how from 2020 to 2025, the guideline was absolutely just atrocious. You need to be eating 6 ounces of bread a day. I mean, stupid stuff.
Fat you're going
to
get.
My God, who needs to be eating 6 ounces of bread a day? And it says, number one on here, it says, eat real foods. Avoid highly processed foods. Give me Camera 4. It says the new advice differs from earlier guidelines, which not clearly tell people to reduce ultra-processed foods. It says the new guidelines come with scientific foundation report and appendix. Authors of the report define highly processed food as any food or drink primarily made from food extracts such as refined sugar, grains, starches, and oils. In a scientific report, researchers reviewed 27 meta-analyses found that eating more highly processed food is directly linked to increased risk of all-cause mortality, cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, obesity, and cancer. Second one on here, eat more protein, especially from animals. This actually, now this is actually some good guidelines they have now. This isn't go eat twigs and stems and leaves every single day. It says eat more protein, especially from animals.
Why do you want to live on a bush? I mean, my gosh.
It's just, twigs,
you know,
all day.
What are you, a moose? You're going to be eating twigs and
rabbit.
Rabbit, man. Knetchen in German, you call it. I mean, you're not a Knetchen. I thought I'd mention that.
The new guidelines suggest 60% to 120% increase in recommended protein intake. Specific emphasis on animal proteins over plant protein.
That is correct.
This is RFK Jr. right here. Actually doing what he does.
Doing 20 pull-ups.
Yeah.
72 years of age.
Yeah. Go do 20 pull-ups at 70 years old eating tofu and soybeans all day.
You can't. You have no muscle mass left.
You have no testosterone.
Yeah.
You're
sleep all day.
Never mind. I'm not going to go there. Because it was in the detail here about the response on it. Oh, gosh. Here it is. It says recommendation on fat. So protein, eggs, fish, beef, butter, as far as good fats on there. Well, butter's not a protein, but it's an animal fat. It's really good. It says recommendation on fats. This is the next one. It says previous recommendation of saturated fat limit less than 10%. They said they recommend eating full fat dairy as opposed to low fat, and also suggest butter and beef tallow as potential cooking options. You know, I'm not going to lie. I think it'd be pretty cool to hang out with him for a while.
Yeah.
RFK, pick his brain. I know he's spot on, and I guarantee there's a lot of stuff he doesn't talk about.
Well, he was forced to eat McDonald's that doggone airplane with Trump. He would never.
Well, and I don't think he expected that to be a photo op either.
No.
I think he got kind of bamboozled into that. Like, whatever. It's a cheat day.
And now this is a girl from Tufts, and she's going, you know, hey, you got to keep your standing limit of fat, you know, saturated fat 10% a day. That's complete nonsense.
Yeah.
It's nonsense.
That's what the old.
Because it's 9 calories per kid.
Well, that was the old guidelines.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, no, she's still saying this.
Old guidelines on there were saying, like, you're not even supposed to eat saturated fat. You stick with vegetable fats.
20 to 30% is good. Now, in other words, you know, pour the doggone olive oil on your vegetables when you eat them.
I like avocado oil, too.
Avocado oil
is a lot more. It's expensive. But there's a couple places that got organic avocado oil, and it's got a higher heat point, too.
Well, and remember, when you get these seed oils, like corn oil and safflower oil that are unbelievably poisonous, they've got the tetrahydrochloroline. We covered it yesterday. That's not the right name of it, but it's a carcinogen. And they have to use it to extract it. I mean, think about that for a second. You're using chemicals in these oils to get them to extract. That means you get a residue of these
solvents.
Chemicals.
Yeah. Big solvents. This is the first time now, U.S. guidelines are not recommending any seed oils at all. None.
Well, no, they're poisonous.
The guideline does not include any vegetable oil, soybean oil, or corn oil as any possible option or recommendation whatsoever. The scientific reason the recommending eating seed oils and soybean and corn oils before is based on complete flawed science.
Wow. That's true.
That's RFK right there, man. Says when cooking with or adding fats to meals, prioritize oils with essential fatty acids such as olive oil, butter, or beef tallow.
Didn't we just mention all three of those today?
I'm just reiterating this. I mean, it's funny. We say it, and they're always talking about it, too. And that's basically the end of it, is going into detail here. But, yeah, this is the first time now. No recommendation whatsoever for seed oils. There's zero health benefit at all, period.
Unbelievable.
Done.
I mean, like, never put them in your body.
Yeah.
Never touch them.
I mean, here's the thing. If you have a product and there's a small amount in it on a rare basis and you're using something, I mean, it's not the end of the world, but you got to make sure.
Occasionally.
I mean, because at the end of the day, I get it. Sometimes they have stuff. Sometimes they're using a small amount. But when you start looking at stuff and you pull it up, like, the second ingredient, soybean oil, it's water soybean oil. Guys, no.
You know, soybean oil, corn oil, all that stuff is a point where I say no. Hydrogenated oils used to be the point. They've taken almost those out.
Especially canola oil and soybean oil. The soybean oil is the worst because it's basically got the phytoestrogens in it. In my opinion, that to me is probably the worst seed oil. The other ones are inflammatory.
Unless you want gonomastia.
Well, yeah, they didn't eat all the soybean oil. You can.
That's enlargement of breast tissue for men.
Oh, yeah.
That's bad.
I mean, if you're a guy and you just want gyno, I mean, just pour soybean oil and everything. I mean, you cook it. I mean, just, another cup of soybean oil.
I've told the story. I'm going to tell it again. Your mom and I were at a health show, like a seminar at a convention center. And there was a guy with a Vitamix blender. We have those. We sell them. They're a great product. And all of a sudden, they're making this shake. And they got all this organic everything in it. And I'm thinking, okay, great. I'm going to have some of the shake. And then right at the end, he takes almost like 4 tablespoons of soy protein and dumps it in the shake. And I said, I'm out. And he looked at me funny. I said, I'm not eating that. I said, I don't want gyno. And there was a guy standing there beside us, and he had a white T-shirt on. He had C-cup breasts. You think, I can't believe you're talking about that. Well, we talked about Sydney Sweeney's. We can talk about it now about this too, okay? And what's so funny is, you guys are still laughing. Let me just let you stop laughing for a second. Some of you are really angry right now. Don't get angry at me. And so I looked at him and I said, great, you have all the soy that you want, bud. And I looked at Sharon and I said, the dude's got C-cup breasts. I said, it's unbelievable.
Did he say that he said he was like, I eat soy protein every single day and it works great for me or something?
He does, he did, yeah. But he had boobs. Yeah. I guess I can say boobs.
Whatever, man. And it's Friday.
And I thought to myself, C-cup. It's like he had implants almost. It looked ridiculous. And I thought to myself, what the heck, man? Can he not look in the mirror and see what he's done to himself?
It's not going to be a green show.
Oh, I don't know. I know guys that have eaten soy before and they had to go in and they had to have liposuction done. You know, I remember one time The Rock. Remember The Rock? Dwayne Johnson. He had lipo done on his chest. He says, I didn't like the way my chest was looking, so I got it lipoed. And, you know, I thought, okay, at least I like it when somebody does cosmetic surgery and they do that. I like it. He said, no, I've never been touched. I've never done cosmetic surgery. And they look like they're 20 years old and they're 80. And you're like, yo, whatever, man. It's like Madonna would say, I've never done cosmetic surgery. Some of these Hollywood people say that kind of stuff. And it's nonsense. Just tell the truth. Yeah, I didn't like the way I looked. I got it fixed. Who cares, Austin? Nobody cares.
No, nobody really cares.
Then you take, and you know, here's the other thing, too. I'm going to say something again. You know, now Trump's not catering as much as he was to Israel because everybody's saying that he's catering to Israel because of the Jeffrey Epstein files. Now they've been released in not an aggregate, but a lot of them have gone out. And so a lot of the information about him that was damaging has already come out, and there's probably more in there. But the reality is that sometimes you just have to say, yeah, I did that. Too bad. Life goes on. I had a friend of mine one time. He got arrested. He was, when he was younger, for soliciting prostitution. Now, the charges were dropped, okay? But, you know, apparently he asked some girl who he met on the street, you know, the wrong question, and she was an undercover cop, and boom, he got arrested. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, that always, and I'm never advocating that, but I've always
I'm not talking about soliciting prostitution.
Let me clear the date. I'm going to the law enforcement. This makes me mad. When they're sitting there trying to get consensual adults wrapped up in this, why aren't you going off child sex trafficking?
Yeah, that's right.
That's my point. I've had this conversation with multiple law enforcement in Florida, Central Florida. They're funny about that. Their main thing they go after is child sex.
Well, the crazy part about it, his dad had started a church, and his mother was still on payroll. His father had died, and he took over the church. Well, now the mother said, well, if you don't give me more money, I'm going to basically tell everybody you got busted for this. So he called me up, and he's frustrated. He's scared. He said, what do I do? And I said, just tell the church during your sermon that you got busted one time, and the charges were dropped for soliciting prostitution, and you got caught in a sting operation. Oh, I can't say that. I said, were you charged? You go to jail? No. I said, just tell them the truth. I said, then there's no longer any news.
Yeah, that is true.
And he did it. And he said, everybody's kind of looked at him for a second. They kind of, you know, you had a few eyebrows go up, and that was the end of it. And all of a sudden, the mother could no longer blackmail him.
No leverage.
No leverage anymore. Because if you've already told the truth. I mean, see, sometimes it's just easier just to be upfront with people. Say, look, you know, here's the deal. I got an issue. I did this. I did that. You know, whatever. It's like this girl who basically was on heroin. She was younger. Then she died at 49 years of age. When I mentioned just a minute ago, the socialite who was getting girls for Epstein, she admitted that she'd gotten herself addicted to heroin. Well, if you get yourself addicted to heroin and people are using it to blackmail you, but you're no longer on heroin, a lot of people have had drug problems. They've gotten off the drugs and they've gotten clean. You know, they're basically sober. They're off of heroin. They're off of alcohol. You say, well, yeah, I had a problem with alcohol when I was younger and I got off of that. You know, I haven't had a drink now for 20 years. People admire that. They admire it. If you had a problem with morphine, you were addicted to something, and you say, yeah, I had a problem with that. I got off of it. I had surgery. I got too many meds.
I was on it for a couple months. I got off of it. It was unbelievable how addictive it was. People admire that.
You'd be surprised how many people had issues with that, with OxyContin and surgeries and everything else. And I mean, all the way from...
Well, no. I had back surgery years ago. They put me on that stuff, right? And I was taking it for like 3 days. And finally, the fourth day, I didn't have much pain anymore. I kind of wanted to take a morphine pill. I said, whoa, that ain't me. I don't do that. And that was it. Me and that product was done. And you go, well, wow, was that? And yes, it's that addictive. And so you got to be careful with that kind of stuff. And if you overcome that, you can brag on it. You don't have to be part of this group that says, I can't let you say anything about that.
Wait, you know, and if you did run into a problem with that, or you're still dealing with a problem with that, work with your family or work with friends to help you out through it.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them, say, listen, I got a problem with this. I need you to hold me accountable with this. And work on getting off of it, or go to certain clinics if you have to. I remember when I was in college, I did that one research paper on basically methadone clinics. I went to methadone clinics in Central Florida to actually study some of this stuff. And it was a while, because there were doctors, and I mean MDs, doctors, attorneys, all kinds of people that are in there all the time trying to get off of it because of OxyContin. You got to remember, what Purdue Pharma did and the Sackler family did was designed to do exactly what it was. It was to get a bulk of the United States population hooked on drugs. People that didn't normally do drugs. Yeah. That's why they did it.
That's like, yeah, fine, $8 billion for doing it.
But yet they made $100 billion in aggregate. Anyways, before I go down that rabbit hole again, this is a really interesting article I want to cover today. This is why DeSantis believes AI needs tight regulation right now. They've got two bills now. Senate Bill 482, the AI Bill of Rights, and another bill, 1395. They're taking separate journeys to the Florida legislation right now. Apparently, DeSantis is not on the same bandwagon that Trump and the tech guys are. He wants to massively, massively restrict these AI data centers that are coming to Florida now. And he said AI has a whole host of problems that nobody's wanted to address. He says new technology has developed. It needs to be developed in an ethical way. He goes, I get very nervous when I hear these people talk about this transhumanism as where somehow humans aren't going to be in control and AI is going to rule everything. As new technology, it needs to be developed properly. And he said part of it too, he goes, deep fakes now are becoming increasingly more common. Realistic looking images, videos, audio recordings altered to make them appear if a person has done or said something they didn't. And also now scammers are using this. Be very cautious. If you answer the phone, and Buddy told me this the other day, if you're answering the phone on a number you don't know, most of the time I don't do it anymore. I send it to voicemail because there's so many scammers out there. Most of the time you pick it up. If you've ever done this before, nobody says anything. Scam number. They're trying to pick up your voice imprint now is what he told me.
Oh, they ask me all the time for that. American Airlines does that.
Yep.
They ask you, can we get, and Citibank does it. They ask you, can we get your voice imprint now so we can use it to secure your account? Yep. My response is always, absolutely no.
Well, that's them trying to use it for secure. What these scammers are doing now, they're calling these numbers. They call you up. You go, hello? Nobody's there. Hello? Who is this? What they're doing is they're taking a voice imprint recording every single time you say that.
Oh, really?
Yes. That's what he was warning me about on here. And this is also what DeSantis is talking about now with all his chatbots simulate human conversation and customer service phone calls and messaging tools. These new measures are going to prohibit state and local government agencies from using AI tools to created by foreign countries of concern, such as China as well. He should have Israel listed on that as well. He said data center demands.
All this anyhow.
He goes, digital hubs that process AI use massive amount of resources. Large data centers use up to 5 million gallons of water per day in their cooling system.
5 million gallons per day?
That same amount is used by a town between 10 to 50,000 people. He goes, the related bill would prohibit electric, gas, water utilities from charging Florida residents more as growing data centers demand more energy and water.
This is why they got rid of electric cars, Austin.
Yes, exactly. And this is a serious problem with a lot of the electrical companies around here is because they're all saying the data centers, it's not going to cost you any more money. Oh, like heck they're not. They've already said in a lot of these places they're having to do gigantic, huge substations, like increases on Tico and other platforms now to basically pull the power.
And we the people have to pay
for it. That's exactly right. And that's what this bill says. DeSantis has acknowledged the hyperscale data centers, as they're known, can bring alleged jobs. He said the problem with it, though, here, he says the bill's going to strengthen protections of Florida's natural environment. It's going to prohibit electrical, gas, utilities, water from charging Florida residents anymore. Floridians will likely lose jobs as AI use grows. Amazon announced January 28th it's cut another 16,000 jobs, increasingly using AI to use its operations.
And robotics.
You know, and I don't say this arrogantly, But I told everybody.
You warned everybody.
Years ago when they were trying to put that center in, I said, Amazon is not your friend. They don't care about you. They don't care about your employee. They don't care about a customer. They don't care about anything except their net profits. If they need to cut 50,000 jobs, they'll cut 50,000 jobs. That's always the excuse I've watched every time in every city, in every municipality, when they come in and say, we're going to put an Amazon center in. It's going to bring in all these jobs. You're going to be prosperous with Amazon coming in.
Total
it's
lie.
A complete lie. Every single city I know of, every place I know, when I've talked to people, including my own, when Amazon comes in, it ruins everything. Now, by the way, you can thank them for this as far as the shipping cost increase. They shut the $4 billion contract with Postal Service down in January. I covered this last month.
That's why our prices have gone up so much.
That's why Postal Service just had a massive price increase last month because they lost the entire contract with Amazon. Why? Because you, anybody else that supported Amazon, has subsidized this continual growth of infrastructure, including all their stupid electric vans that drive around my town now and park in the middle of the road and don't even do anything. Don't even pull a driveway. Park in the road and stop traffic now.
And they get charged with diesel generators.
They charge them with diesel generators. Mm-hmm. Just think about that one for a second.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Billie English, she got really upset here on her Grammy speech. And she goes, nobody, it's talking about illegals. And she goes, nobody is illegal on stolen land. And she's talking about us taking the United States away from the Indians. Yeah, she does have a point with this. I hate to say it, but you know, I mean, it was hundreds of years ago. But I mean, she does have a point with this. I mean, if we're all dealing with land that's been around for a long, long time.
Everything's stolen land at some point, dude.
Yeah, somebody always claims
something.
Somebody
always claims something, man. I mean, it's always, and it comes down
to. Isn't that what Israel did? They said, hey, the Israelis belong to us.
My point is, I was just about to say, I mean, where's she going with that? Israel says Palestinians are on stolen ground, so they're not stealing it now. So they're wiping out 100,000 people, the indigenous people there now. I mean, I don't know, man. Well, you know, it comes down to who has the biggest guns takes the land.
Well, then she had somebody in, you know, that came into her property. She's got a big restraining order on them now. So why aren't you opening your doors in your mansion since you're worth about $50 million?
And how does she know that land that they trespassed on wasn't promised to her 2,000 years ago?
Did you say that? It's Friday, isn't it? Not a green show today. And what happens is she's sitting here just being as two-faced as she possibly can, filing a restraining order on somebody. You know, I always tell these leftists, here's the deal. You're mad that we want the people that don't belong here to go home or leave us alone, or we should be giving our stuff to them. Why don't you open your doors up, let them all come into your house?
Oh, yeah.
You know, Oprah. Hey, Oprah, here's the deal. Go ahead and just, out of all the mansions you got all over the world, just fling the doors open. Say, come on in. Bring your needles with you. Have fun with all this.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got Oprah. I know one of those people. They got one of those giant chateaus over in Europe, you know, 25 bedrooms. Why aren't you guys letting, you know, 50 or 60 migrants stay there?
Remember, they had to get special permission from her when they had the fires in Hawaii to even cross a little portion of her land to help.
She controlled the easement.
Oh, because she controlled the easement. Uh-huh. Oh, by the way, let me give you.
Oh, it's funny. Her house wasn't untouched by the fires over there.
Oh, and by the way, if you're going to look at property, avoid easements as much as possible. Just thought I'd mention that.
Sometimes you got to deal with them, but yeah, make sure it's very clear what the contract stipulates and the easement stipulates in there, because I've seen some debacles with that.
Oh, by the way, the EU-US biometric travel agreement is in place now. And now when I got on the plane last week to fly out of the country for a few days, I had to go through a biometric scanner at the gate.
At the gate?
At the gate getting on the plane. They had me stand there and look at the camera and did a biometric scan of my face.
On the plane at the gate? TSA.
No, TSA does it too. And now they're doing it at the gate. In other words, more data points on you, my friend.
Exactly right. More data points on you. You know, you got to remember one of the main reasons why they do this too, because they already track where you go half the time with these stupid phones. They want to be able to have updated facial recognition on a day-to-day basis to basically adapt how you're aging, so they continually keep facial recognition as direct and as clear and as accurate as possible. The only way to do that is keep up-to-date real-world photos and biometric content of you every time they can get a chance. And traveling has been the easiest, most effective way to do it.
Absolutely. They force you to do it. Oh, by the way, new studies have come out and saying that people with senile dementia and Alzheimer's disease, there's multiple factors. High cholesterol, heart medications, heart disease, stroke status, age, blood pressure, smoking status, diabetes, low and high alcohol consumption. not getting enough sleep, living alone, and depression, BMI, sex and education. All of this stuff is directly linked now to cognitive decline and dementia. And one of the things I can say to you guys, and this is really, really important, take your magnesium brain food. That's critical. Take your powdered multiple. That's critical. But don't stay alone by yourself all the time. Loneliness is a killer, boy. It'll tear you apart. At least have friends that you hang out with. At least go out and, you know, play badminton or some kind of game or golf or something. Hang out with somebody. Go to church. Don't sit around the house alone by yourself watching TV and sleeping all day. If you do that, you're going to get really, really depressed, and you're going to massively increase your risk of Alzheimer's and senile dementia. Just thought I'd mention that to you.
Well, and that's why the Health Master's Ultimate Multiple Powder is probably perfect for you.
Good segue, Austin. There it is.
Harrison wrote me another article on it the other day. This is an updated article on the Health Master's Ultimate Multiple in detail, explaining why the multiple powder is probably the best multivitamin for you if you care about how nutrients function in the real human body, not just how they look on a label. That conclusion is not based on novelty ingredients or marketing trends. Instead, it's based on how vitamin minerals are absorbed, activated, regulated, and used at a cellular level, as repeatedly demonstrated in human research. He can write. He knows how well that read.
Yeah, I wish he would say in every article, "Dad taught me how to write," but he doesn't do that.
You always can tell, because sometimes we pull article up, and you can tell Harrison didn't write it. And you're reading it.
Can't read it.
It chops. You're like, I don't can't figure out what they're trying to say. It is obnoxious as crap to listen to.
And to read.
Read on here.
And by the way, thank you for not criticizing me anymore for reading crappy articles. I didn't write them. The thing is,
here's
crappy English.
And here's what happens, too, sometimes. Let me explain this to you guys real quick, what happens to me and him. A lot of times, I'll read an article that has some good content, but I'm not reading it out loud while I'm doing the research. I'm in my office, and I'm sitting there reading.
We scan it.
I scan it. I read really fast when I need to, like he does. So I'm reading it, boom, 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 boom. I mean, it's got great bullet points, good data, good information. It's accurate. Well, then I get on the show, and I go, well, I want to read this part. I start reading, and I'm like, gosh, it sounded way better when I scanned it in my head earlier. Mm-hmm. And as I'm reading it, it gets worse.
You guys have seen me in the middle of an article stop reading and say, I can't read it. It's awful.
That's not us. That's the article we're reading because we scanned it earlier. We didn't read it out loud.
Your grammar's awful. No, the article has bad grammar.
Bad flow. You know,
yeah.
And so this is another reason, too, why I like to post stuff on the site. It's very well written. So when you read
That's Harrison.
It's really easy to read. Why powdered multiple changes absorption dynamics. Digestion is not guaranteed. Dissolution, gastric acid, bile flow, and intestinal transport will influence how much of a nutrient is ultimately absorbed. This comes down to oral nutrient bioavailability. Consistently shows that pre-dissolved forms reduce reliance on gastric breakdown and can improve consistency of absorption, particularly for water-soluble vitamins and minerals. That flows. That's well-written, and he's accurate as I'll get out on there.
Well, you know, it's funny. When he was like 10 years old and Savannah was 6 years old and Alexa was 8 years old, I had all three of them write a creative story every week using their vocabulary words. They could talk about giants of Ethiopia. I don't care. Make up anything. But they had to use them correctly, and I taught them how to do creative writing. That's one of the reasons he's this right. He writes so well. Plus, he's probably one of the smartest people I've ever met. He's really brilliant.
Yeah. And I mean, it's like that's why I have him write articles for me. So if you want to read more about it in a very easy to read format that's very, you know, it breaks it down, read this article. I've got a post on the website, why Health Master's Ultimate Multiple Powder is probably perfect for you. It's one of our top sellers and on sale right now for product of the week. So be sure to check it out.
You know, when he was in college, a couple of times he'd asked me in a college paper about a conclusion on how to make it sound a little bit better.
Yeah.
He doesn't do that anymore.
He doesn't have to do that anymore. The thing that I love, I don't even have to proofread his articles.
No, exactly.
I need an article on this, and he's so good. He writes it. It's already posted. I don't have to check his work anymore.
Quite frankly,
he writes way better than I do now.
He writes better than I do now.
I'm not going to go in there and try to correct it because I'm probably wrong on the grammar. So, and there's another article, too. We'll talk about it next week, though. It's a really good one that he wrote. A smarter way to do caffeine. Why steady beats spike.
We're talking about purple sticks.
Talking about purple sticks and talking about how they work. Really well written. We'll go into that detail later on. So continue to get the truth out there, my friends. Thank you for the support. Thank you for working through us as we change. We adapt to new things with shipping changes.
And we're sorry about the price increase in shipping. We're sorry that we had to do that.
And trust me, it doesn't. I'm making nothing on it still. I'm still a huge loss. So thank you guys for the support, though. Thank you for getting the show out there, for forwarding the shows, for following on thebrowershow.com, for constantly continuing to make this your number one health stop as we bring you guys the latest health news and the highest quality supplements. Be sure to check out the best sellers. Try the Ultimate Multiple if you haven't tried it yet. And overall, have a fun, safe, healthy week. Try to stay warm. I know it's kind of cold up north still.
It's still cold
here. It's still cold here.
And keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of your life. Remember, we're going to go through some stuff while we're here on this planet, but Jesus overcame the world because we're in covenant with him to the Most High God. That means we overcome it too. I love you guys. See you in church on Sunday. And remain blessed by the Most High God. And remember, keep your hearts and minds in Christ and always be infilled with the Holy Spirit, because it's through the righteous peace of joy from the infilling of the Holy Spirit that we have peace in our lives on this planet. I love you guys.
Have a good week, my friends.